So now that we've discussed what an esport is, how it looks like in Guild Wars 2 so far, from my understanding, and obviously creating and maintaining the team, what do you guys think is going to help ArenaNet grow just the game and everything? What's going to help them the most at this point and during pre-release, and then, of course, release?
I think the number one thing is an enthusiastic and rabid community. If you're getting out there and telling everyone how much the game rocks, because it's definitely going to rock, and you're just really promoting it, you're running your own fan site, you're spectating, commentating tournaments, like that is the best thing that you can do for the game if you want it to be successful. And that's kind of out of ArenaNet's hands. All that they have to do is deliver a great game, and it's up to the community how much they want to make it explode. Like a lot of the esports in the past, they didn't. The oldest esports, right? Before this new generation of company-sponsored ones. They got huge because the fans demanded it. And I hope we see that with Guild Wars 2.
I recently made a video, and one of the questions I had from that interview was something about, you know, what I thought made esports. And it's the community. It really is. Like, even if you're just part of the audience and you're just watching and you're paying for that MLG pass or whatever, you know, you are making these events big. You're the one who's going to make a big difference in whether like players are going to be actually able to play for money and, you know, and make this actually a sport, you know. Without the people who are watching and playing, then there's no one.
Noob question. What's an MLG pass?
Oh, God.
Sure. No, that's actually a great question. If you want to get into spectating esports and learning more about it, you have to know the tournament structures. One of the biggest ones in North America is MLG, Major League Gaming. And just check them out and go from there. You'll find other tournaments linked up to that. I mean, it all comes back together.
Cool.
Yeah, and that's not the only game. I mean, there's a bunch of other things like GSL also. So, I mean, like, and like little tiny, like the home cup and stuff like that. So, I mean, if you're just really following esports or just even just following some of the casters like DJ Wee, Total Biscuit, Husky Starcraft, or what's his name? Thinking of the guy with the A name.
Oh,
Artosis. Artosis, yeah, yes. I love Artosis. Day 9 TV, like those are the people that you want to follow. And if you want to really see esports, because those guys aren't just Starcraft 2 people, I mean, they are commentating on a lot of other games as well, and they're big in just the esports scene. So if you just follow those guys, you'll learn a lot. And I think that's like the first step right now is just getting people aware of what esports is. I mean, generally, if you ask people, like, what do you think esports is? Half the people in the world probably don't know. And it's up to us to make that a big thing.
And if ArenaNet harness the community and like show us that game, like Zamoa just said, you really think that it, you know, with the help of, you know, hyping it up with the casters and everything, that it should have a good future in e-games?
Yeah, definitely. There was something else I want to say and I forgot.
Think it's okay. I can pause.
Oh, Luperza's points there. Mm-hmm. Like, she brought up other tournaments, and those are more StarCraft II oriented. That's why I was pointing people at MLG and MLG only, is because it's like a multi-game tournament. Like the GSL and Home Story Cup, those are StarCraft II.
All right, I was going to bring up something about that. I was going to talk about, ideally, how there's Guild War GW2 specific ones.
Well, yeah, we need to do that.
Yeah, we need to bring that up.
Okay.
Initiate it.
Yeah, totally. Just go right off of what I had said.
Okay.
Like, yeah. What do you think that like maybe?
Do you want me? Yeah, you just want me to do that?
Or I could do that, and you can just add it on to the end.
I can springboard off what you said and be like the GSL and Home Story Cup. I'll just go and let me.
Okay.
You guys, let me know what you think. Yeah, and like Luperza was saying, there's other tournaments that are running besides MLG, and like the GSL and Home Story Cup, but those are StarCraft II specific, and those started by just players wanting to run their own tournaments. That's what's really going to make esports in Guild Wars 2 huge, is if players are running their own tournaments, contacting all the big teams, making sure that they show up, and making your own GSL and Home Story Cup. You know, we need a GW2 home story cup. Like, it's really important that the community itself makes these tournaments, because you can't just expect ArenaNet to run all the tournaments. That's not how it works. That's not where the biggest tournaments come from. It's from the community. I mean, we may see Guild Wars 2 at MLG. We may not, but that doesn't mean it has to be a big pass-fail based on one tournament. Mm-hmm. That's not the case at all.
Yeah, and ArenaNet has said that they're going to be doing like an annual one, a monthly one, right? Yeah. So, I mean, and then some kind of like daily something.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really nice. Like, we were talking about this earlier, that it's really awesome that they are promoting it. But also, we need to do that. I know, for instance, Alpha Collective, we are going to be running our own tournaments and competitions. That's really important to us, and we want to be a part of that community. And we're going to be having a set of our own casters who, you know, are going to be doing that kind of stuff too. So we're going to try to organize our own thing. And I hope that other teams do too. Like, please, that would be awesome. That'll allow us all to continue to play and get the word out.
That would be awesome.
Spread the eSport love.
I don't think there's a whole lot of love. I think it's a lot of killing, to be honest.
Hey, but you love killing, and therefore it's eSport love. Thank you very much.
This is true. I don't know. Just as someone who's getting into PvP, and I think I relate to a lot of people who are potentially listening, because a lot of people who have been listening to the Guild Wars 2 news as of late, I've noticed, just from like looking at forum trends, people posting on Facebook and stuff, everyone's talking about PvP as of late. Like, everyone's coming from this PvE background, so I'm like, WoW and EQ and other games, and everyone's like, oh wait, I know, you know, I've seen Husky Starcraft, I heard Told Biscuit, I've heard of Yipes and Marvel Baby and all this other stuff. And like, I don't know, it's just really cool to see everyone starting to get into it, because I think this is really the route the game's going to be taking, at least on a really big scale. Like, you know, I think this is going to be one of the things that when people hear Guild Wars 2, they're going to think of this. At least that's what I see currently.
That's what I hope.
Yeah, but I mean, there are other aspects for those of you who are listening who aren't maybe necessarily into PvP. I mean, there's lots mm-hmm. of PvE stuff too, and they're, you know, innovating that as well.
And that's so why nice. The game looks awesome, because there really is a lot of things they're doing. Like, I mean, there's so many.
Very well rounded.
Yeah. There's some really cool
things.
What
we should do is really, I mean, what do you guys as an audience think? Like, what is going to be the big thing for you? Like, do you find PvE or PvP or esports? Like, which one is going to be the thing that you're going to be interested in doing?
Yes. Yeah.
Email us at gw2bnc@gmail.com and tell us, because we want to know.
Or use our contact form.
Our contact
yeah,
form.
You could be in our next episode.
Yes.
You could be mentioned. Oh yeah.
Well, and
instant
also
fame.
On another note, on another note, we are looking for people who have different backgrounds and actual experience, like obviously Laperza and Zamoa, and I like to slaughter your name, so I apologize. We want people with experience and backgrounds, and if you're experienced enough and are knowledge on topics, we'd love to have you on that note. We want to hit a lot of different topics, but obviously PvP is a really big passion of the groups as well. So yeah, definitely get hold of us on Twitter and use our contact form, please.
Facebook, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, listen to Shintir with his awesome banter.
He does tweet a lot.
Yeah, he's the one who answers everything for the most part.
I know.
Yeah.
I've like popped on a few times to do so, and I'm like, oh, he's already done it all. I'll just go away now.
Someone thought I was Shintir. I didn't
really?
I didn't flag myself, so they assumed it was him, I guess. I don't know. Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, that's it. That's the show this week. PvP. Competitive play.
World versus world.
We'll do World vs. World later, because that's not well, it could be. See, now we're going to get into that discussion. We're going to have to end it.
Yeah.
That's a whole other episode.
We'll look at World vs. World as well.
We'll do a World vs. World episode. Depends on who wants to hear what. But yeah. World vs. World looks awesome. I'm going to leave it at that.
Tweet us the questions, post on our Facebook wall, use our comment form on our site, or email us.
Yes. And, man, I see, here's the thing we got. Okay. Mini rant, 1 minute.
Go.
No. Okay. So episode one, we promised a few things. A lot of those things are going to happen. We can't go into details. That's the problem. We can't go into what we're planning. And that's the part that stinks. But no, we have a lot of things planned, and we're really excited for everyone that listened. We got a lot of listens the first episode, which I don't think we expected. I think we were just expecting to have nice and slow. I mean, obviously, we all have our backgrounds and whatnot, but it was really intense, I thought.
Yeah, thank you to everybody who listened.
Yeah, for not really marketing it much, we were doing, I mean, like, it's really awesome. Thank you.
Yes.
You guys are awesome. And yeah, let us know. Let us know what you want to hear.
All right. So signing off for March 19th. This is Faelor and the crew. And we wish you farewell. And I can't think of anything else.
Goodbye.
So, all right. Ta-ta, everyone.
Toodles.
Goodbye.